It's all in there. And a couple of things while we're still on this topic that I'd like us to keep in mind. First of all, we don't always live with the bliss of blamelessness. Sometimes we do things that we do regret, and often they can plague us. I come from a lineage of guilt. I know guilt very well. And as my mom shows in her Confessions of a Jewish Mother, you know, she says, you know, oh, you say things with a sigh, maybe a tear every now and then, you know, to kind of get the point across of, you know, instilling that. She says it very playfully. Guilt gets you nowhere. It is a self-perpetuating cycle where you just keep on replaying over and over what you did wrong or what you did that was off, and either you keep on punishing yourself that way and feel small, or you go ahead and do something else that confirms just what a rotten person you are and live up to your image that you've created. And it was beautiful what you said over here about what the Buddha talked about as wise remorse, and just seeing, okay, what can I learn from this situation? Speaking maybe to a wise person. This is right from one sutta. You're probably familiar with that, Majjhima 61. Do you know that advice to Rahula? It's all in there, just exactly what you said about going to somebody who you respect for some guidance, making amends if you can, and reflecting, what can I have learned from this so I don't keep on repeating this? And in that way, whatever you've done is a springboard to greater understanding. As long as you're learning, there's no mistakes. Everything is part of your curriculum. And it's also true that we do things that we do have a lot of remorse for. And in the book I wrote in chapter 5, talking about some mistakes that I made that I have to live with, not to beat myself up for continually, but seeing, oh wow, I really was unconscious then. And if you look back on your life and there's parts that you recall and you cringe, like on one meta retreat, I thought of all the awful things that I did in my life. And I said, okay, what are the 20 really bad things? And I only could get up to 17. I was so grateful. There was a bottomless pit. It was a good number that I picked. Really bad things. And each one that I said, oh, I can't believe I did that. You know that feeling when you're cringing? Oh, God, I can't believe. Cringing, I feel, is a really healthy sign. Not to beat yourself up, but if you're cringing, you say, oh, what was I thinking? It's clear that you're no longer that person. You're a different person. You couldn't do it now. If there's everything in you that tightens up and says, oh, how could I have done that? Celebrate the fact that you're no longer that person and that you've grown and you've learned, hopefully. And when you come to that crossroads again, you know which way to choose. And one thing that I often reflect on, that is, I call my North Star, when I'm at that point, that junction, that juncture of should I or shouldn't I? Should I click the send button or let somebody have it when I'm feeling triggered or whatever? What I do is think, project, how am I going to feel about this later on? Because the way we're wired up, it's so interesting. We see the short term and somehow are oblivious or unconscious about how it's going to feel afterwards. And on the front end, it feels so right. Yeah, they deserve this. Or it's going to feel so good. And then all the mind moments afterwards that you spend in regret. It's so interesting. I find that so fascinating that we're wired up to see the short term but can't see the long term. Sometimes I think of the whole spiritual journey is learning the power of delayed gratification. And so to project, how is this going to feel 6 months from now or tomorrow, or 10 years from now. And if I look back and I say, you know, it's not going to feel so good, I don't do it. That can be just a little mental game that you play with yourself when you're at that, should I or shouldn't I? You know, you have the devil and the angel on your shoulder, you know.
Yeah, you really deserve it. He really deserves it. I don't think it's going to feel so good. Yeah, but he really...
Just kind of... Listen to that angel, your better angels, as they say, right inside where you know. Okay, so then, now, let's just for a moment come into a kind of healing from the past. And we can do a little bit of an exercise. This will be a private one. We won't have any dyads or triads after this, because this will be on a more personal level. I'd like us to just play around with some personal healing from any actions that we have remorse from. And you can use this as a way to work with it in your own life. We'll do a little bit of a healing. We'll do a little bit of an exercise on healing from past actions that you can use in your life. Okay. So, if there is something that you look back with regret from recent times or decades ago, that when you think of might not be completely resolved, or you haven't completely forgiven yourself, you might bring that to mind. If you like, you can put your hand on your heart as you do this so you can remember that self-compassion gesture. And as you think about that situation, as you recall it, just notice if there was any fear or confusion. What was the state of mind that motivated your words or your actions? Just get in touch with what was going on inside. And now, imagine another person having those same confusions and acting out of complete disconnect. Could you understand why somebody would do what they would do? And could you, in that understanding, forgive them for being lost? Now, imagine yourself as a wise and kind being who is right inside of you who can understand how confusion and fear led to your own actions. And if you can forgive yourself for the fear and confusion of mind, or whatever states led you to do what happened, the wisest, kindest part of you, just like you'd probably forgive somebody else, you might reflect on what you've learned from that situation. And then how perhaps you've acted differently in similar situations, or would act differently in a similar situation. And making a deliberate commitment to act with more wisdom in the future as a way to find meaning in that past. It's helped you grow in compassion, in understanding. Forgive yourself. Now is the time to come to wholeness. And if it is possible to sincerely apologize, express your remorse to someone you may have hurt. If you haven't done that, you might consider doing that without any expectation . Just come to a place of resolve in your mind and your heart where this has been part of your learning as you awaken. And celebrate the fact that you are facing in the right direction and you're becoming more and more consciousness, and more conscious. Nothing is wasted. And realize that it can help you deepen your compassion for others who get lost in their own confusion.